Well, a new report has uncovered how ineffective anti-money laundering rules are around the globe. It's estimated that each year about $2 trillion worth of criminal funds are in circulation globally, and authorities have only managed to recover 0.2% of that. However, things are slightly better off in this country. Our officials have managed to capture about 1% of the estimated $6 billion being concealed here. $6 billion. Ron Pohl is behind this research, and he is the principal at AML Assurance, which is a company that works to prevent profit-motivated crime. And Ron is with me. Evening, Ron, and thank you very much.
Yes, good evening.
So why are authorities failing to track this money being laundered down? What's happening here, Ron?
Well, it's a difficult thing to do. Criminal funds, by definition, is hidden, so it's not necessarily a negative in relation to enforcement authorities. It's a very difficult thing for them to achieve.
And in general terms, if there is a general term, how's this money being laundered?
Oh, in a great many ways. So, for example, my research looked into the use of lawyers, accountants, and real estate agents in New Zealand to launder criminal proceeds into real estate. And around the world, real estate is one of the hot topics in terms of laundering, and it's certainly a very easy way for criminals to launder vast sums of funds.
Right, so it's usually proceeds from crime that is being laundered?
That's exactly right. There's always proceeds of crime and various types of crime, whether it's sex trafficking, human trafficking, etc. In New Zealand, the principal profit-generating crime is thought to be methamphetamine.
And currently, financial firms need to identify their clients and report any suspicious transactions. Is that happening or is it not? What's happening?
Oh, and it's certainly happening. We have, since 1990, there have been rules in place globally. New Zealand implemented some rules here in 1996 and also 1992. So in 1996, banks and lawyers, et cetera, had to file suspicious activity reports if there were suspicious transaction reports if they saw anything. That's been beefed up in 2013 for banks, and over the course of the next year or so, it's being beefed up in relation to lawyers, accountants, and real estate agents.
So, okay, and I think it starts from July, doesn't it? Real estate agents, accountants, lawyers, what difference do you think that will make?
I'm not sure the words that are able to be used on your program, but not a heck of a lot.
Okay.
And in fact, that's what started the research. Authorities typically claim that when they extend controls to lawyers, accountants, real estate agents, or various other entities, it's going to have a big impact. And so I decided to look at the research in terms of doctoral research in terms of different countries that have different controls over those professions. So Canada, for example, has controls over some but not all. Australia has no controls over any. The UK has full controls over all of them. And New Zealand has light controls since 1996, light controls. So if there is, as claimed, a big difference by extending money laundering controls to new businesses, then we should see differences in the interdiction rates, the rate at which authorities interdict criminal proceeds. And found almost no difference at all. And certainly nothing discernible to the extension of control. So,
what do you think needs to change here then to be more effective?
Well, there's a whole lot of things, but the primary thing is that the focus appears to be, and a lot of people will dispute this, but the focus appears to be on compliance. So we can prove that banks comply with the laws. We can prove that law firms comply with the laws. But they're not actually focused on policy effectiveness. They're not focused on what are we trying to achieve here in terms of, and one of those objectives could be crime prevention. And so what I look at is policy effectiveness or outcomes effectiveness, and it's not whether we have rules or whether they meet standards or even whether firms comply, but do they work? And so I tested, do they work? And when we're looking at, 0.2% globally, which is what the United Nations came up with, Europol, in Europe, said 1.1%, and in those countries that surveyed, roughly 1% of criminal proceeds. New Zealand was ahead of the world, though, so that was quite interesting to see.